This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact. It is our weekly look at the creative industries in Washtenaw County and Southeast Michigan and the various impacts it has on our quality of life. My content partner is Deb Pollack, who serves as president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And Happy New Year to you, Deb.
Happy New Year, David. It's good to be back after the break. And we've got some exciting sections of Creative Impact planned for the season.
Indeed. The next several weeks are going to be great, including the show you're about to hear. Our guest has additional reason to celebrate in the new year. Omari Rush has just been appointed by Governor Snyder as the chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Omari is the former director of the Ann Arbor Art Center, the current executive director of Culture Source in Detroit, and a monthly co-host of WEMU's Art and Soul with Lisa Berry. And congratulations to you, Omari.
Thank you, David.
Congratulations, Omari. This is exciting. You know, we're really especially excited here at the Arts Alliance because you were our first 21st Century Tomorrow Reel Emerging Leader awardee in 2015, just 3 years ago. And here now you are the chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs. So you're really setting the bar for all of those other awardees.
Yes. Well, you know, and that was a really special night for a variety of reasons. One, it was a complete shock that I would have gotten that award. So thank you, Deb, and to the Arts Alliance. Two, you know, that evening we got to spend time with Tamara Reel. And it was just really great for me to think about what she meant to me and her leadership meant to me, certainly in addition to what it meant for the community. And so, it was nice to put all that together. And it's nice that I haven't gotten kicked out of things yet and I'm still keeping it going. So
there is still time, sir.
Yes, there is, David. There
There's
is
always that possibility. So you've been on the board or on the council since 2010, appointed by Governor Granholm. But so you've been involved with the council for a while. And one of its primary functions is to distribute grants. And in 2017, the council distributed about $9.7 million worth of grants. But at one point, it was distributing close to $24 million. Is there a chance that that's going to come forward ever in the future?
I would love to see that happen in the future, especially given that, you know, when I started, it had just gotten nearly zeroed out. And
right.
So there was, kind of the recession, the beginning of the recession, and times were tough. And the governor at that time, Governor Granholm, made a really tough decision and cut funding pretty significantly. Since then, it's like one of those things where in times of great crisis, there's like something that good that happens. The community has really come together and worked to show its impact, demonstrate its impact in ways that have been undeniable to legislators and to the governor. And so we've consistently seen year after year these increases that have gotten us up to about $11 million now. And you know, hopefully one day we'll get back up into those 20s.
Once you know what kind of money you have in hand, Omari, how is it determined by the council how and where to allocate that money?
So it's determined by an overall kind of mandate for these funds to get to every corner and pocket of the state. And so, you know, Deb is a really wonderful part of that system as being a regional regranter. The idea is that this money stimulates creative ideas and creative projects throughout Michigan. And so guidelines are produced for a variety of different programs, whether they're relating to capital improvements that folks might make to their facilities, to general arts or creative projects, to arts and education. These guidelines are developed with the advice of the council by the council staff. And the council approves them, and then the field writes really strong grant proposals, or at least that's what we always hope, that they're really strong grant proposals. And so that kind of shapes what happens with the funds and how they get distributed.
And so speaking of those funds, a good portion of it comes from the state. The state allocates it, but some of it also comes from other sources, or at least another source?
So, well, certainly there is a match that is absolutely required of people who apply to these state funds.
But the National Endowment for the Arts.
Oh, yes, certainly. The National Endowment for the Arts, they automatically send out 40% of their funds directly to the states. And that the funds that they send to states ends up having to be matched by state governments. And so it's a system that works really nicely, but part of that that federal funding is about it really serving all communities. And so in Michigan, we can proudly say that all 14 congressional districts are being supported by arts projects. Nearly all of the counties are. I think it's maybe like 78 or so out of 83 counties have benefited from State Arts Council funding. So the distribution is really wide, really equitable, and the process of selecting grants is pretty fair because it's all peer-reviewed and public, too.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance, and our guest today is Omari Rush, the newly appointed chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. And while we talk about support for the arts, we're talking about taxpayer-funded money that comes from the state of Michigan and through the grants from the
National Endowment for the Arts.
Thank you, Deb. But there is arts organizations throughout the country, throughout the state, and certainly here in this region that depend on other sources. There's a new federal tax plan in place. While there are significant areas of concern, it will lower corporate tax rates, create additional benefits for the individually wealthy. Omari, those happen to be two important components in arts and cultural funding. Do you see potential benefits in the creative industries as a result?
Well, certainly I will say that I very much hope to see greater community investment generally as a result of that tax plan, because I think that's part of what it's meant to do. And then also, I would certainly hope that the work that the arts and culture sector has been doing to demonstrate returns on investment, to demonstrate impacts, needles being moved, jobs being created, I would hope that all those things mean that as corporations have a little bit more discretionary dollars, as individuals feel like there's even more of a benefit for them to be charitable, that the arts organizations of our communities, the cultural institutions, are beneficiaries. And I think it will happen. You know, I am hopeful, which is why I am doing the work that I'm doing.
Speaking of that work, Omari, as chair, we've been talking a lot about funding. And as the council, are there other things that the council is responsible for doing and or that you as a leader want to have the council become involved with or to lead?
Well, one of our primary roles is just generally advising the governor on arts and culture policy and different initiatives. And so certainly as the governor is winding down his term, and there's a transition to another administration, there is an opportunity to just take a leadership role in articulating very clearly as government changes what we do, what our value is, and making sure that it's clear and ready for a new administration. And then also just being the staff is amazing in being a resource. They see lots of arts projects happening across the state. They know the kind of life cycles of organizations. And so continuing to support the staff in being general, at times non-funding resources to the community is also something that we're looking forward to continuing.
And part of what I hear in there, Omari, is an educational process, educating lawmakers, educating the administration, and making sure they understand the impacts of the arts and cultural sector. When we talk about creative industries, Deb can attest to this, the Arts Alliance has been working diligently to kind of change the public mindset to become more inclusive of what actually constitutes the makeup of the arts.
So the inclusiveness of the creative industries.
Yes, certainly. We work in partnership with different organizations around the state, including organizations such as Creative Mini. Deb and I know them well, that are more broadly focused on the creative industries. I will just be very clear that the State Arts Council is looking to support nonprofit arts and culture initiatives. And so while we love our graphic designers and our architects, the State Arts Council is really looking to use taxpayer dollars to support charitable projects and social impact initiatives in communities. And so I think by supporting an arts education program in an after school arts education program, and seeing little Johnny eventually become a graphic designer, you know, we start to impact the creative industries broadly in that way. But it's really important to know that these taxpayer dollars are really supporting charitable projects in communities primarily.
Well, Omari, congratulations again. And we at the Arts Alliance, and I know speaking for the cultural community here in Washtenaw County, congratulate you and look forward to working with you and the Arts Council to further these initiatives.
Likewise, Deb. And thank you, David.
And thank you once again, Omari, for being here today and sharing in Creative Impact. That is Omari Rush, the former vice president of the Ann Arbor Arts Center, current executive director of Culture Source in Detroit, a monthly co-host of WEMU's Art and Soul with Lisa Berry, and the newly appointed chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact every Tuesday on WEMU. Deb, we'll see you next week.
Looking forward to it, David, always.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.